My name's Justin Smith. I'm a firefighter at Blue Watch at Falmouth Fire Station. The main link between myself and the Hope for Heroes charity is that I was a Royal Marine between the years of 2001 and 2006, which has been a really, really busy time, as is well aware in the media at the moment, of what the guys are actually doing at the moment. Myself deployed to Afghanistan in 2002. I was one of the early people to go out there shortly after 9/11 happened. There was a big push for people to get into Afghanistan and get rid of the Taliban regime and the Al-Qaeda. So I went out to Afghanistan 2002 for a 3-month deployment. The deployment went fairly well, not too many bad injuries on that one. But I think the worst case of injuries for myself and for my the guys in my company and Bravo company was in 2003 when I deployed to Iraq. I was with 40 Commando. We were deployed as part of the invasion force to take Al Fuq Peninsula. So the first day was deployed of a whole commando unit was deployed to take Al Fuq Peninsula, which actually went pretty fine. We did lose 15 guys on the first day in a helicopter crash. As funny as it, strange as it sounds, that was in the plans, was to lose potentially one or two helicopters. The 15 people meant we still carried on with the invasion and went ahead as planned. We then spent 10 days clearing various parts of the Al Fuq Peninsula. It's a big military installation. There's a lot of oil there, so it's a large area for us to clear. And all in all, it went pretty good the first 10 days. But then we were sort of asked to move up to Abu Al-Qasib, which is an area on the outskirts of Basra. There was an uprising there, and it was a siege that would be the last sort of major offensive of the ground war. And I actually ended up getting injured during the invasion by field gun rockets. I had major injuries, large laceration on my neck, major blood loss from my veins. All my clothes were ripped off. Friends of mine, 8 of my friends, were blown up as well. It was a complete fluke of chance, really, that no one was killed. Although some of the injuries were severe, and the guys have had to subsequently leave the forces because of it. And since leaving the Royal Marines, seen many friends that have been injured, lost limbs, and I've also been to a few funerals over the years. So Help for Heroes charity is one that's obviously really close to my heart and something that I'll try to support for the rest of my life in any way I can. And doing this expedition seems like an ideal way to try and raise funds for a great charity. Among the other two charities, obviously, are well worth it. Just to try and raise funds and raise awareness, and also, all the extra money we can raise is extra money that we can give to charities. So that is the overriding aim of this expedition for me.
And I suppose with all your training as a Royal Marine, you're actually well prepared for this sort of expedition.
In a way. I would say that obviously I'm used to walking long distances and I'm used to carrying a lot of weight on my back, but this is altitude, and altitude works funny. I mean, my dad's done a bit of mountaineering himself, and when I chatted to him and said I was going to do this after having never been at altitude, and he said altitude's one of the things that you can be the fittest guy in the world, and it doesn't necessarily matter. Some people just react badly when they get up at altitude because of the lack of oxygen. Fitness definitely helps that, but you can either survive in altitude or you can't. So he survived, so I'm hopeful that I will. But and I think that, like you say, obviously being the Royal Marines, carrying weight and walking distances will be part of the trip, but the real test is once we get over a certain amount of height, 4,000 or 5,000 meters, then that'll be when it sort of kicks in and if you're going to be able to do it or not. So yes, I have done things that are similar, but this is in a whole new different ball game going to altitude. So yeah.
And putting yourself through this, you obviously want people to support you.
These are great charities, the three charities we've chosen, Help for Heroes, Children of Leukemia, and obviously the Firefighters Charity. Those are the three main reasons we're doing this expedition, is to raise funds. We thought we'd make it as challenging as possible. Anyone's willing to sponsor us, willing to give us money, help us out on this expedition, which will therefore help these three charities, then it's all welcome.